anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
Just you try and make us.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that.
Come on.
Oh, no, we ain't
we're
gonna
both
eat
nauseous
that.
And drunk. Oh, we're
unzip your skirt. Take off your blouse. I hope your toes are painted, 'cause you're gonna dance in your undies all over your house. When your eyes are closed, I hope I'm the man you see. Cause if not, I want you to know tonight I plan to be. Turquoise fan. When your eyes are closed, I hope I'm the man you see. Cause if not, I want you to know tonight I plan to be. Is this for me? Ho! Slow motion like a dream, but real time is what it seems.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
This is Kim.
And Fagan.
And we're back. We're back, basically.
We're back.
This is Acid Jazz and Sacred Soul, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford Test Reformer Radio. If you tuned in last week, I was here with my family. Sadly, Fagan wasn't here. But
I was out of town.
Out of town. But we had some special guests, and it was a fun little show. But now we're back. We're back to the rag, and you just heard "The Way She Dances" by Nerd. I will always love Nerd. They're so good. Nerd and Pharrell Williams, like, so good. But that was the way she... Oh, did I say that? The way she dances?
I don't think so.
Okay. But now you did. That was the way she dances. Great, fun song. And then next, we have two more of my songs. 7 Days in Sunny June by Jamiroquai and Summer by the Carters. Actually, these three songs, none of these songs are songs that I found. The Nerd song, I love Nerd, but I didn't know this song specifically. This is actually the Nerd song and the Jamiroquai song are from Soraya's playlist. So shout out Soraya.
Shout out. Almost birthday girl.
Almost birthday girl. We had a big surprise birthday party for her last night. It was so great. And then Summer by the Carters, my bandmate, Benicio, introduced to us because he wants us to play it. But it's Beyonce.
Nice.
So, yeah. How was your time out of town, Fagan?
Well, I was just gone for the night. Like, we went to... Kingston, Rhode Island, where the university... Yeah, I was, like, telling Joe to bump it. Faye Webster, a whole ride home. But... Yeah, we went to the University of Rhode Island women's basketball game to support Dede Davis, the best point guard ever. And we love her. We went to the Olive Garden after. It was awesome. Drove home, made it back in time for chill festivities with the homies after. And it was a really good night, but I did miss the show because we were watching the basketball game.
Yeah.
But... you got to hear Kim plus Fam.
Yeah, and it was great. We had so much fun. So yeah, let's keep going. We just threw the set list together, but it looks fun. So this is 7 Days in Sunny June.
Why do different type of speed.
On the floor, we hug, made love on the seats. We tried to hide in the hills. We watched the sky turn peach. Summer's light, like summer's night. It's like Christ's masterpiece. She tastes like Corona Light, sweet. Even the lime got a squeeze. She gave me a little swig to chase behind my Wii. If I could stay in her hair forever, that'd be fine by me. I don't have no concept of time, even with a rose gold concept on me. I remember summer nights in the projects, bullet rounds interrupting my cheek. When the worst thing that could happen, zipped up his jacket and ran back down the street. In Bel Air, only the nights get cold, I wrapped a yellow jacket around me. It's not lost on me, music has my kids sound asleep.
Ooh, let's make love in the summertime, yeah. On the sand beach and make plans to be in each other's arms. Something real.
So real. So real.
This is
so real.
I want you to come inside right now, so you know just how I feel. How I feel. Let's make love in the summertime. Let's make love in the summertime.
Love. Well, love never changes, you know, people change, you know. Love never changes. Love is universal. Love is going to express itself as a form of forgiveness and compassion, you know, for each other. You know.
What a good song. I will always love you, Fagan.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Kim put me onto that
Why
song.
Why did you
Such
say
a good
that?
Song.
Yeah, I love the Avalanches. We've been playing the Avalanches a lot because last week when my dad was here, he and I love the Avalanches. So we played We Go On and we were all dancing around and it was fun. But yeah, I kind of already talked about the songs we played.
We were just chatting about Thanksgiving break.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sad that you're staying on campus for break?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to Madison's house.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and her parents are very, like, they're very entertaining.
That'll be good.
They're very entertaining. So, I'm excited to see what that holds.
I'm just excited to see my dogs. Not just. I'm excited to see my whole family, especially yeah. my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She's listening. Love you, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish, Fagan?
I feel like it's always changed. And it kind of depends. Like, I like it all together. Like, it
yeah.
doesn't... I like the turkey. I like the mashed potatoes. I like the mac and cheese.
Wait, you have to mix everything together.
Like, I like a good bite of turkey followed by a good bite of, like, maybe half mashed potato, half mac and cheese. And then, like, a couple green beans following that. And a bite of a roll with butter. Like, you need it all.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to single anything out. But if I guess, if it were to be incomplete without one item... It would be the turkey.
Well, I'm actually a vegetarian. Newly. This is my This is my first vegetarian Thanksgiving. So we'll have to see how it goes. But I'd say I used to be a hater of cranberry sauce, but now I'm like, that's my favorite. I think it brings everything together the best. And it's probably my mom's influence because she's like obsessed with cranberry sauce. So probably that, but it's gonna be weird without the Turk.
All right.
So okay, Next up, we have The Beat Goes On, or Beat Goes On by The Internet. We love the internet around here.
Yes, we do.
Obviously. So, enjoy.
Thank you. In my head, lazy shit.
So you just heard Apple Green by Mother Earth, Lou's Tune by Dargs, and
Ozan Kuko by what's the name?
Lafayette Afro Rock Band. Yeah. He was practicing it, so I let him take the name. And you're still listening to that. But I don't know how to make, if anyone knows how to make.
Kim's getting emails.
I don't know how to like make the sound not go off. Maybe I just have to go into my settings and do something. But it's really annoying. And I don't care about my freaking Outlook. So, whatever. But let's do a PSA and then I'll ask you your question.
Okay. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life?
Damn.
Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
That's facts. I don't text and drive, and if my dad saw me texting and driving or anything of the matter, he would kill me. Which is valid because it literally scares me. One of my friends from home, she drives a Tesla.
Oh.
And she's a good driver, but she's just on her phone a lot.
No, that's two are not the same.
It's hard to explain. She's on her phone.
The car drives for her.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes she puts on self-driving and it's crazy. But and she drives really fast, but she never is close to nothing ever bad happens. She's very vigilant, but she also is on her phone. And I'm always girl, get off your
know.
Phone. No, I don't think it's good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh.
Well,
I
it's actually
I don't know
not
how she
good.
Does it. No.
It doesn't
yeah.
matter what you think.
It is
because
not
it's
good.
Not good.
So anyways.
Get it together, girl, if you're listening.
Facts. She's definitely not listening. But so I told Fagan that I had a question for him and I'm gonna answer it as well. But I gave him some time to think about it. And my question is, if you could create your own music festival with five artists, dead or alive, what would the five artists be?
Okay, I'm realizing...
And why?
Oh, and why. I'm realizing that there's probably some dead... there are some dead in here that I did include, but...
No, I said dead or alive.
No, I know, but there's probably some older that I didn't consider. But mm-hmm. this is more, on-the-spot, current... general choices. First, obviously, is Blood Orange, because mm-hmm. this man is impossible to track down, and he's also just top.
He's
number
working.
One.
He's a genius. I stand by that.
And number two, King Cruel. Mm. I just really like his voice a lot, and I've heard he's really good live, and also just cool music to hear live.
Yeah.
Mac Miller, obviously, because. Rest
Rip.
In peace. And he's also just top, probably top five for me of all time. Skin Shape, also just because there's out of my top 10 favorite songs, probably five of them are by Skin Shape. Mm. And insane instrumentals that I would just really want to hear live. And then lastly, I'm gonna go Earl Sweatshirt, but only with The Alchemist, because together that in a live concert mosh setting, I don't know it. We went to Action Bronson and I was dang, if The Alchemist was here, that'd be crazy. So I think Earl Sweatshirt with The Alchemist would be top tier. And now your turn.
Nice. Good. I'm gonna have a very different answer.
Okay.
My number one is Frank Sinatra, obviously, because why wouldn't I want the opportunity to see Frank Sinatra? Number two is the Beach Boys. But specifically, or maybe just Brian Wilson. I don't know. I just would like to see him in person and see how his brain works a little bit. But I also still think, yeah, I don't know. Anyways, the Beach Boys. Next, Beach House.
Good answer.
Yeah, the headliner would be Beach House. me and my older sister have just been waiting. Like, we just, I just need it.
I saw something the other day, and it was like, Beach House is for sad Cocteau Twins fans, or something like that. Is that accurate?
I don't know. I'm not really, like, that sad. Like, I just really Beach House.
Are they similar?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yeah. Cocteau Twins are just kind of, like, the 80s pre-Beach House. Well, they're all girls. It's all girls, mostly. There's one... It's a girl-guy duo for Beach House. But anyways, Beach House.
Sorry for interrupting.
I can't express that enough. Next would be Blood Orange as well, because again, I just love him so much, and I would also want him to, like, I'd want him to perform his Blood Orange stuff, but also I would want to see his classical works and, like, his, like, film scores that he's written and, like, everything, because I just love everything he's done. And I love his voice. And then how many is that? I need one more, right?
Yeah.
Melody's Echo Chamber is my last one. I love them. I've played them a lot. They're very psychedelic, and I think it'd be, that would just be like a fun, like, and I just love all their music. And they're all like, I don't know if they even go on tour. Like, they're all like some like Netherland type, I don't know, they're in like Sweden or like the French, like Northern France. I don't know. So they're like
hard to come by.
Weird European people. But yeah, so for our listeners, I encourage you to think about that. Like, what would be your five artists dead or alive that you'd want to see and why? And it kind of reveals a lot about what you prioritize in music and what you find valuable. And it's just fun. It'd be fun to, like, have that as a little art project and, like, make a little poster for, like,
your music festival. That's cool.
Like, wouldn't that be fun?
Good idea.
Maybe you should do that with, like, your residence.
Okay.
Vegan's an RA.
We actually do need to have a floor event. And I was thinking of doing something cute. But I was thinking more like a movie night where they don't have to, like, do anything, because they're not going to come to that. I'm sorry.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I wouldn't either.
You don't want to make... Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my RA last year made us, like, do a lot of things. And I was like... Oh.
Boo.
Okay. Next, we have 3 a.m. by Thundercat. And we don't really know if we've played this yet, but if we have, it's fine. You can listen to it again. So, here it is.
Wrong with me. waking up in a dream. Sleepwalking on another big stage. You never heard peace till you hear people scream your name in unison. I'm so far away from the place I used to be. Struggling usually, look at the new me. Fate pursuing me, I can feel the energy in the air. It feel like I'm supposed to be here.
Everywhere I go I'm getting so much love. From fans to stars, everyone saying how they can't wait for the OP. And I'm gonna blow, they believe in me. Feel so good in what you do. Help somebody else get through. That's why I do the best I can, because I know how blessed I am.
A fool if I take it all for granted. A smart man if I keep my feet planted to the earth. Cause the people that hurt can understand it. You speaking outlandish, I'ma show you how to make it all work. Another planet is a short term goal for me. A record soul for me. It's just more of me in your ear. For you to hear Kendrick persevere. Defenses I feel relentless. Ambition with a clear vision. Taking off, I ain't taking off these pistons. I'm taking off on the enemy, your distance. Came across me, how much it'll cost me to get you out my business. I said a planet is a short term goal. No sky is the limit, I'm past that, now past that. Award not one but four times two plus yours.
I see myself performing that. K-Dot. Sold out shows where the room is packed. Uh-huh. Sitting at the Grammys winning five awards. See myself on big billboards. Traveling around the world with endorsement deals. Can't imagine how it feels. That's why I'm smiling every day, because my dream ain't far away.
Looking at me and you tell me I'm blessed. Calculated my steps, my heart, my breath. Breathe lungs of a victory and vividly you see me when I'm at my best. My worst, this verse dedicated to the days that I slept with a curse. Research my pay dues, I'm reimbursed. I burst in the crowd with a voice and a crown. I'm a king on the prowl and I see mama smile. And a vow I'ma take that I'll never break. You can break bread with me now. We can all take a bow on the edge of the pedestal and scream out loud that we made it off the avenue and walk that mile. In the darkness I often sit back and get lost in the rap that I wrote when you told me that it spoke to your soul. I was talking to you, I was walking it through. Every ghetto tell success hello, we here.
And I'm so happy I cry, cause I can't believe all the things I ever wanted are finally happening for me. And it's so surreal that I almost feel that any minute I could wake up from this fantasy. When you pray so hard and you've come so far,
I'm not afraid.
So you just heard 3 AM by Thundercat, Open Doors by Jitwam, Now or Never by Kendrick Lamar, and I Didn't Know by Skin Shape, which is one of Fagan's favorite songs. And then the song that's coming in right now is Mobius Streak by Hiatus Coyote, which such a good
love
song.
Love
them. Yeah, do you want to say anything about that song?
Well, I just realized that we didn't play the extended version, which I was going to say to Kim. Well, I was about to say to Kim. At the end, it has this beautiful, like, outro with his vocals coming in over the, like, I've tried to figure out what instrument it is. I can't find a video of him playing the extended version live, but it's, like, some instrument, but it sounds really good.
It might be, like, yeah, I'll listen to it. Maybe I can figure it out.
Yeah, you're musical.
I'm a music major.
We'll be able to tell.
I'll listen to it.
But it's a beautiful song, and like I told Kim I listened to it probably like 100 times every day last fall. So it's up there.
Yeah, it's
good to be in my Spotify rap. I'm excited for that to drop. Let's
me
talk
too.
About that. We'll have to.
This year has been a good year of music for me.
Our Spotify rap.
Yeah, we'll have to do a big like special for that. Because it's like at the end of November.
Yeah, it'll probably be after break.
Yeah. Okay, let's listen to the song now. Oh, and this was Kim and Fagan, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Desert Room Radio. Peace.
Have a blessed weekend.
Have a blessed Thanksgiving. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
Ancient psychic time, low.